Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone together. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lake.
We are Hebrew.
Amen, my sister.
Blessed be the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. My name is Sister Ashley. Welcome to another live show of Sister to Sister from Straightway Truth Ministries. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you hear me loud and clear. Can my audience say shalom?
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Thank y'all so much for your time. I pray it's going to be an amazing show for you. Something really wonderful to share, and I know you're going to enjoy it. If you have the Spirit of Yah tonight, you're going to enjoy what you hear, most definitely. You're going to learn. You're going to need paper and pencil if you want to participate in our first short part of the show. So please take a moment during our acknowledgments to grab paper and pencil. Maybe it's something you usually don't bring. If you want to participate, please grab it. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, bless you. Thanks for taking care of Granny Diane. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for tuning in, being with us tonight. Look forward to anything you share, everything off your heart, of course. And you never know which way we're going to go. You don't know what I'm going to ask you. So thanks for your trust in the Most High Yah and leaning to Him. Let's get a sound check from you. Share your heart.
Shalom and bless you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to you all, daughters of Zion. It's an honor to be here tonight, and it's also to have Granny Diane here on the land with us in our home, in her home in Straightway, Georgia. I pray that everyone can hear me. I can hear you very well. And shalom to the audience, the live audience that we have there on the land. It's good to hear your voices. And I think we can proceed, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Hey, coming off of the brink of the feast and so many people on my mind, I want to do something tonight. You know, we're going off into the dead season. We're going to play music tonight. We're going to play some songs, some clips, some praise music in between our dialogue. So I'm going to start off my very first acknowledgement by sharing with y'all a clip I think I shared so long ago, one of my favorite poetic lines in music is, "You're still all I want. You're still my everything, and no one ever cared for me like Jesus. His faithful hand has held me all this way, and when I'm old and gray and all my days are numbered on this earth, let it be known, in you alone my joy is found." I acknowledge my maker with those words tonight, and I'm going to hit it. I'm going over to the actual song, and I'm going to play that little clip. Y'all enjoy. You're going to hear lots of it tonight. I thank him so much for everyone listening. I thank you for your time. I always say that, and it comes from my heart. It's very sincere. I thank him for all of you who attended and put your money in your gas, in your tanks, and drove here. I thank him for the safety of those who traveled here and returned home from the feast. I thank you, Sister Gabriella, for my painting. Sister Donna from Oregon, nice to meet you. Sister Burgundy, thank you for my book. If I haven't said it enough, I used to bring my book every week hoping to mention it. The one that you sent through Sister Summer to me, thank you. Christina Tanasa, thank you. Dorothy and Christina, thank you for your time in my home. I'm thanking the Father for you, so I'm not out of order, because I do send double honor to our shepherd and the leaders. But because of them, hallelujah, because of Yeshua, I know each of you. Thank you to Shalea for the Travel Tot CD, even the crayons and the shield. That was cute, right? Sister Marshala, bless you for all you do. Bobby, Janice, Gigi, Nadia, thank you. Tammy, Cheyenne, the Paul family, Goshen, Praise Land, Promised Land, South Carolina, every community, bless y'all. Erica Perez, you're outstanding. Your efforts, what you represent, your husband, you're a superstar stamp from me, my sister. Your entire crew, let them know. Hallelujah. Sister Diane for the children activities. Brother Vincent, bless you so much, sir. Your whole house. Rosa, your children. Bless you, Sister Victoria. Nice to meet you. Charmaine, Narissa, my old shoes. Pandy, thank y'all so much. Constance, Salah even, hung in there. She did a lot. I can't name everybody I want, but Gabby, thank you for your gifts. Jasmine, thank you for your time. And to the Maiden Readies, to my Maiden Ready team, to my little girls, thank you. To Sister Brittany and Sister De'Ara who led that. Oh, my goodness. To my Sister Dee and Angie from Texas, to my drummer. Bless y'all. So many people the Most High Yah has allowed me to know because of this ministry and because of his spirit. And I'm thankful for everyone who scattered abroad that couldn't make it, that still tuned in, that still followed, that still love. Let it be a season of praise for all of us. That's why we kick off this dead season with lots of songs tonight. We're going to talk about envy. We're going to ask you some questions so you can write it down, reflect later just for participation, make it fun. But at the same time, you can feel that atmosphere that is trying to drag your energy down, you know, trying to drag your praise down and make your soul heavy. And to my beloved pastor, you know, I consider the atmosphere. I consider the atmosphere that he has to go through because I know who we wrestle against. It's not against flesh and blood. So I don't consider the people. I consider the atmosphere that he has to preach to, the mental experience that he has to have, and the commitment that he has to have mentally, the strength that you have to produce in your vessel when you're the one out front talking. Your experience is very different from anyone else that's listening. So you sit in your chair and you ever have to fight to hear, you definitely have to times that as a speaker when it's time for him to clearly speak through the riffraff and the clouds, you know, through the principalities, through everything that is warring against us in the end days. So the resistance, you know, I know it's there, but the chosen few are here. The fight to love that the shepherd has to produce past the hate and past the oppressor that is manifested. I consider those things and double honor to you for every test you've ever passed. Hallelujah. To my beloved husband, bless you. Thank you for the support. He's great. He's really great. If you don't know him, you should. If you haven't said hi, make sure you say hi. You know, try to learn your family, learn your deacons and your elders, listen and tune in, get connected. Hallelujah. It can change your life forever. Forever. You can stay on the outside looking in. You can come every Sabbath and still feel like on the outside. You know, so I just acknowledge these great people, everyone I mentioned, plus more. Thank you to Brother Freeman, Brother Gideon, those who run and do the sacrifice of the security every week, you know, having to stand and hear differently, like practicing self-control and not allowing, you know, the Spirit of Yah to really move your body when you're engaged in crowd protection, you know. So that's a sacrifice week after week. The sacrifice of Elder Becker and those in the sound room, Sister Carolina, those who are, you know, committed, but committed in a different way, sacrificed in a different way. You know, it's like singing. It's a wonderful opportunity, but it's a sacrifice. You know, if you stand there, you maintain your mind in order to carry out each song for the saints to freely worship and praise and not hinder, you know. So, just every aspect of the ministry through and through, I do ponder and consider, and I'm forever grateful, forever, forever grateful. Thanks to everyone who purchased anything from me. And thanks for your support to the Bell House. Those who honor my husband, honor to you as well. May you be blessed always and forever. Mother Jennifer, your heart.
Yes, ma'am. I want to first and foremost thank the Most High Yah for continuing to keep us, for allowing us to really approach this dead season with such encouragement. Sister Ashley, and you talked about, you know, how you can feel in the atmosphere. How the enemy wants to drag down the energy. And if you really pay attention, you really see the encouragement that the Most High brings as we have come into this dead season. And so I'm so thankful to know that it is Him who keeps us. So really focus on the encouragement that the Most High is bringing. And I'm thankful that He has continually kept me over the years, for 10 years, going on 11 years. And it's an honor to belong to Him. It's an honor to know who I am. It's an honor to be in this faith. It's an honor to understand the seasons and the times. And it's an honor to be a part of His blessing. And I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for being so sound and sane. And it's not something that I notice or that Israel notices, but it is something that, you know, even when he's out running errands, the heathen, they notice it. They honor him. They respect him because of the lifestyle that he carries on. He's not hypocritical at all in his walk. He's not hypocritical in the things that he speaks. He's not hypocritical in the things that he, the examples that he puts forth. He's not hypocritical at all. So it's an honor to belong to a man who has no hypocrisy in him at all, who truly lives what he speaks. And to our shepherd, Pastor Dow, and to his family, praying that you all are able to rest. And I understand that when you're in the position of of our shepherd. You know, you never really rest. There's always something going on. But I just want to really take the time out to acknowledge everything that the shepherd does behind the scenes, everything that his wives do behind the scenes, the sacrifices that are made, you know, the time that he spends thinking about Israel, the things that he does to take care of Israel, to take care of Yah's sheep. It does not go unnoticed. Thank you so much for feeding the sheep and for taking care of us and for discerning and seeing the things that we need to know and working hard to impart those things to us and to put those things in our hearts. So blessings to you, Pastor, and to your entire family. Sister Ashley, that's all I have.
Hallelujah. Well said. You know, I don't know how many weeks. We need to do a countdown to Passover, right? Come on. We got these beautiful calendars. Did y'all get one? Anybody get one?
Not
nobody?
Yet.
We got some yeses. We got some not yets. They're really beautiful. Great job. Straightway Canada, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, bless you. Thank you so much. The Bell House has a calendar. And for any of you who purchase one at the feast, then you know what I mean. It's just really beautiful from the Gregorian timeline to the Hebrew timeline. Just it's very easy for me anyway to read and the patterns that you keep from year to year. So you can get very accustomed to using it, seeing the same verbiage or months, you know, Hebrew months. I pray everyone's recovering from anything that they are bound by in this flesh, any sickness, any illness. I pray you're getting strength. I pray that you are strengthening your mind so that when you do fall ill in any way, you can fight mentally, not giving place to things, not fearing viruses. You know, do what you can mentally when you feel up to par. Hallelujah. So when these things come upon you, you be strong. You be strong enough to fight and resist. Hey, what can I say? I want to put a plug in for Tribal Talks 2 over and over, but I don't want to skip any announcements. Do we have something that we should announce? Anything coming up that we know of, Mother Jennifer?
I don't have anything that I know of at the moment, Sister Ashley.
All right. I know our shepherd is busy. His family's busy. He has some traveling and things that he has to do. Other than that, it's low-key. For me, hey, back to homeschool. We schooled this week, you know. I'll be schooling all the way. My goal is always to end by Passover just because of our harvest and our season and the demands of the sisters on the community. I don't want to unless I have to, or maybe as dynamics change or more children come into the house or the school, then maybe we would have to go longer. But so far we get a lot done from feast to feast, and it's a rhythm. It seems more Hebraic, and it works really well. So as of now, that's what we do. But at the same time, we have a land, and we have many gardens, and we have many things that we do. So maybe in your homes, you won't want to have that same goal. Maybe you wouldn't want such a long season off, you know, when you're under a roof. And I know each community is really learning what they want and what they don't want for their schools. And I know I like the versatility of homeschool. I like being able to do what needs to be done. And a matter of fact, this entire week, which I've never done before, I did homeschool from, you know, the community is shut down for 2 weeks, meaning we just don't cook in the dining hall. So we cook at our homes. Sometimes we'll pair up. Families will come from one house to the other. We cook, you know. This week we actually did homeschool from 11 to 3. And it really worked because the morning time gets all the energy out, and it really, really works. But my typical time is from 9 to 1, and we'll be back on track next week. So let's go. Mother Jennifer, do you have a pencil or a pen and some paper? You're the only one that has a little pressure because when I ask you questions that you don't know what I'm going to ask, you're the only one giving your answers at the end of the night. Everyone else, whatever you may write, is for your reflection. And I will be playing musical interludes in between questions so that you will have up to a minute to answer. Sometimes that might be even too long. But that musical interlude is to pick up your spirit, enjoy the music. If you're driving, nursing, or walking about your house and you're not participating, then you're not going to want to hear dead air. So we're going to put in those Tribal Tots tunes, and the first one up is called Think on These Things. If you need a C, CD, look, this, I don't know anything. I'm the old CD guy. I still put stamps on letters. I still mail stuff, okay? I'm really old school. And so today I learned a new word called Spotify. Is that what it's called, Jeff?
Yes, Spotify.
I have never heard that word in my life. Yes, I'm 39, and yes, I'm the host of this show. I have never heard of Spotify. So anyway, I asked, how can people find Travel Tots? And she said, oh, it's streaming, and what else?
It's streaming on all platforms. If you would like a hard copy, like a CD, just call the dining hall,
we'll hook you up.
Behind pastor, and leave a message.
Hallelujah. So it's streaming. It's called Travel Tots 2. We love it. So first question, and it's really going to vary, okay? So we're going to build. We're going to build something. You ready for the music?
Mm-hmm.
First question is, how does Yah respond to you? All right? In your communication to Yah, how does he respond to you? Very broad question, I know, because you might say, well, what about, is it when I'm praying or when I'm da-da-da-da-da? No, just wherever your mind goes. Just answer. It's just for you anyway. It's for fun. All right, let's hit it. You got 1 minute. How does he respond to you?
I'm ready, Sister Ashley. I am ready.
All right.
You ready for my answer?
Nope, not yet. We're going to do the answers in the end. Was my crowd, my audience in the room, did y'all participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. We got some yeses. Hey, we got Nadia tonight. We got Cheyenne. We got Tammy. We got Chef. Anybody else? Low-key. It's a low-key night. Number two, this is for your reflections. Remember that. We won't talk on every single one, but I want y'all to hear Mother's Heart. I'm going to hear Mother's Heart. All right. You got 1 minute to answer. How do you respond to the Most High? How do you respond to the Most High? Go. Later, we're ready for question number three, okay, for your reflections. You ready, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
All right, next question is, have you ever rejected the Most High Yah? Have you ever rejected the Most High Yah? And tell me how. Ready? Go.
Wash, clean me, do the right way, renew
All right, so moving on. What question is this? Four, right? Are we on number four? That was four. Yes, we're on four.
We are on number four, yes, ma'am.
We're on number four. Question number four, Mother Jennifer, and to the crowd who is participating, how has fear ever hindered you? How has fear ever hindered you? Go. Are you ready, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
How do you manifest your trust to your Creator? How do you show Yah that you trust Him? How do you manifest your trust to Yah? Go. You ready, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
All right. Audience, ready? You keeping up? Has 1 minute been long enough?
Yes, ma'am.
They're quiet. Oh, yes, ma'am. It's kind of a little bit of a rush. Huh? You feel some pressure, like, I can't get it out. But at least this is going to get your mind going when the show is over and you're thinking even tomorrow when you want to apply these thoughts, all right? So last and final question, number six. This is it. Hope you are liking the music. I know with the pressure of writing, you may not be able to enjoy it, but it is for the dead time of those who are not participating. So let's hit it. Do you have envy? Question number six. Do you have envy? Go.
I don't care who's looking, Father. I don't care if everybody sees me, I'm gonna praise you like nobody else. The rocks cry out, the earth cry out, but they ain't gonna cry out more than me, Father. Thank you for your victory, God.
Hallelujah. All right, time is up. Tonight I'm going to read an email, And you're going to see how she responded to Yah, how he responded to her, how she rejected him, how fear hindered her, and how envy was manifest, how her trust was mistrusted initially. A powerful testimony to come. But first, let's go. Let's go to Mother Jennifer. Expound on anything you may not have had time to write. But let me ask you again, number one, how does the Most High Yah respond to you, Mother Jennifer? What is his communication like?
His communication is, it depends on the dynamic of what I need. But his response to me is, he gives me exactly what I need in any situation, whether it be his mercy or his peace or his correction or his rebuke or his silence, which means that, you know, I need to wait on him. But it depends on the dynamic of whatever I need. He's always there to give me that need and to meet it.
Hallelujah. Good answer from a well-seasoned sister, you can tell, our mother. Question number two. How do you respond to him, Mother Jennifer? How do you respond?
Based on the dynamic of whatever is going on, if I have failed him, my response is repentance. There are times when I may not understand what is required of me. I understand what is needed from me, but I don't understand the dynamic of how I need to give it. And so I respond to him by asking him to condition my heart for his will to go forward. I respond to him as if he's the only source that I have. He's the only option that I have. If there's a victory that I've overcome, I respond to him in gratitude. So there are different ways that that I respond to him. If there's something going on and my heart is grieved, I'm able to respond to him and share that grief with him. So there's not just one particular way. Sister Ashley?
Very well said. I'm going to add something that I learned with the dynamics of the communication, the Ruach in me, and coming from the hardness that I had to shed. I needed to learn how to respond to Yah with tenderness. Okay, so think on that. That tenderness that we should have as a nurturing, created, weaker vessel and woman is what's going to allow his work. It's another word called pliable. But you want to always respond with tenderness and pliability, okay? Allowing him to do whatever he's doing without you understanding or knowing, all right? Question number three, have you ever rejected him, or have you rejected him, Mother Jennifer? How?
Yes, ma'am, I have rejected him by rejecting his ways or denying his ways or putting my ways or my desires or my wants first over his will, disregarding what his will was for me and putting me first, not understanding that that is a rejection or a denying of him and his ways. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. No one's answers are wrong. It came straight from your heart. If you notice, as you mature in Christ, your answers will always mature too. So the way you answer this show now, if you caught it a year from now and you're still with the Father, you're still growing and excelling in him, you'll notice your answers will be very different. That's how you can always see your growth, right? So number four. Mother Jennifer, how has fear hindered you, or has it ever?
It has, and I'll just talk in one aspect with relationships with other sisters. You know, early on, fear hindered me, like preconceived fears of thinking that I would be rejected if I made myself vulnerable to another sister. You know, fear would say you'll be rejected, or they won't understand you, or, you know, fear would communicate things to my mind, and I would believe it and withhold my love from, you know, withhold me from loving another sister. So with you know, sister-to-sister relationships, that's how fear hindered me in the beginning, from being able to move past those preconceived fears and just fully be vulnerable and fully give myself. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Very good. Number five, how do you manifest your trust? How do you show Yah that you trust him? What do you do?
Manifesting my trust or showing that I trust Yah is simply just by making decisions that are mature, no matter what, regardless of what fear or rejection might say. Just really showing Yah that I trust him no matter what, and knowing and understanding that he will condition my heart no matter what, because of, you know, he's always done it before. And so that is one thing that I know and one thing that no one can ever take away from me. So I'm able to manifest trust in him because he's always shown himself to be faithful and nothing else. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Well said. Hastiness of speech and hastiness in decisions. You know, that comes from the immaturity of youth and the folly of youth and the inexperience of Christ. And so he walks you through all your errors, all your mistakes, all your hastiness, all your hurry up, you know, and he teaches you to wait. And not getting in his way, jumping into a hasty spirit, jumping into this way, this way, this way, my way, my way, my way, you know, navigating yourself through your days without patience. That would obviously get in the way of you and Christ. So, number six, Mother Jennifer, do you have envy?
No, ma'am. Sister Ashley, I don't, and I want to expound on this. I want to say that I have dealt with envy before, but I understand that as the older I get in Yah and the more mature I become, that I understand who I am, I understand my identity, I understand my value, but I also understand the identity and the value of those that are around me, and I'm able to appreciate everything, each gift that each person in my life carries. And I'm able to appreciate that. I'm able to value them for who they are without being envious. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song, Mother Jennifer, that you like. I'm going to play it. And you want to tell everybody what it is?
Yes, ma'am. It's a song called, it's just called Elohim. And it talks about how Elohim is the Almighty. It's a really good praise song that we like to listen to here in Georgia.
Hallelujah. Let's praise. David, King David says, Psalms 135, he said things like, praise the Most High, Yah, for I know for certain that the Most High is great, and I know that he is greater than all other gods. For the Most High can do whatever he wants in heaven or on earth, in the sea, and in every ocean depth. Give thanks to the Most High, Yah, for he is good. His name is forever. His fame extends from one generation to the next, has it not? Hallelujah. The Most High gives justice to the people and has compassion on those who serve him. He makes great wonders. He made the sky with skill. He shaped the earth on the water. He made great lights. He made the sun to rule the day. He made the moon and the stars to rule by night. He struck down the Egyptians and their oldest offspring. He split the Red Sea into two parts. He brought Israel through the water. He led his people through a desert. He struck down great kings. He killed powerful kings. When we were humiliated, he rescued us from our enemies. He's the one who provides food for all living things. Give thanks unto the Most High Yah of heaven, for the Most High is faithful and his love lasts forever. And I thank him. I thank him in the most humble, sincere heart. Hallelujah. For every one of you and for all that he has done. Hallelujah. We got a great testimony ahead. Let's praise him together. Here it comes. Magnify. Almighty God. We worship, we pray, we lift up your name. Hallelujah. Oh my Jesus. Tammy did pretty good back here clapping. I wasn't gonna let Tammy misrepresent me in the sound room with the off-white clap. No. We don't need that, Tammy. She did good. She did really good. I didn't have to stop her. Like, get out of here with that nonsense. You're trying to record live, right? Mother Jennifer, we're going to a testimony, and we're gonna shame the devil. That's what we're gonna do. Hallelujah. We're gonna shame the devil.
Hallelujah.
So, any time that you would like to interject, please interject. But I know you, and I know you love to listen. So I'm going to speak unless you say something. All right, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
All right. My husband found pastor in 2012. I started following in 2014. My first trip to the land was 2015. All right? Anybody following? Her husband found in 2012. She started following in 2014. What year is it, Tammy?
2020.
2021. And her first trip to the land was 2015. Okay? So we got some seasoned experience here. My husband pulled up his car in front of pastor's house and said, do you want to meet him? I said, what does anybody want to say?
Hell no.
Right. No. She said, no. He said, get out. Let's go. So I went to the door with my husband. Pastor hugged my husband, and then he hugged me. I instantly felt chains fall off. All right? Hit the shofar. From that point on, I began to wear a head covering. Go ahead, Shep. Instantly felt chains fall off, right? We didn't feel them just fall off just now, but it doesn't take away from the powerful impact of what happened to her at that moment. From that point on, she says, I began to wear a head covering. I did not have one on the day that I met Pastor, and for the first time in my life, I felt a conviction. So let me tell you a different story. Y'all ready for a different story? Okay. In 2015, I began to wear a head covering, and I noticed my hair was shedding. All right? This entire email is about hair loss. Okay? I noticed my hair was shedding. So, of course, I questioned it in the back of my mind, and I said, I must be wicked. Okay? She's just come to the faith, been listening less than a year or so. First trip to the land, didn't even want to hug pastor. Now she changes, puts the skirts on, puts the head cover on, hair starting to shed. All right, so she says, I must be wicked. It's got to be because I'm rejecting the way. All right? I literally thought that I must be a tear. I thought I was here with my husband. I thought he was an Israelite. I thought my children were chosen. And Yah chose them all. But I had accepted that for many reasons. So I thought, I should be blessed by putting this head covering on if I was of Yah. And it must be true to be a tear, because if I put a head covering on and I was really Yah's, then why is my hair falling out? How do I even break down to each of you what this process has even been like? Okay? All right, so we're reading a story from 2015, and we're building up, and y'all don't know the end. But for some of us who are seasoned in the way, you're going to hit a bump. It's going to be years for you, months, weeks of calling on his name. And something is not going to be easy. So I believe we can have a little bit of compassion as we hear this faith 7-year journey. If y'all know anything about 7 years, yeah, we can look back and go, man, last 7 years has really flown by, but when you're in the middle of something for 7 years, it's hell. It's the thoughts, it's the war, it's the battles, it's the overcoming, it's the small victories, it's the listening, hearkening, obeying, the seeing yourself, the self-reflecting, the denying, the hate, the rejection, the acceptance, the love, the growth, the failure, the defeat. Right? So she says, I must be wicked. And she accepted it for many reasons. Yah chose them all. That's what she said. Okay. Jumping back to the email. She says, how do I even break down to each of you what this process has even been like? So I've been in the faith 7 years, and my hair has been shedding or falling out ever since. I used to have thick, curly, long, full hair all my life. Pause. Many people got ailments, right? Could be skin, hair, itching, feet, fungus, something affecting your eyesight. A lot of women deal with hair loss. Could be anything. Issues of blood, bloating. Digestive issues are rampant. After it began to shed, she says, then I would literally lose handfuls of hair at a time. Can you imagine this experience? If you've had it, you may know. If you haven't, I'm telling y'all. She says, I would leave my hair in a hair tie for as long as a month because I knew if I moved, it would fall out. It has been the width of a pencil for the past few years. A pencil. I would cry daily, multiple times a day. I would cry to my husband. And I just couldn't express words to him. I had learned the Bible, the words that speak a woman's glory is her hair. I would cry because I didn't have glory. We know the curses, Deuteronomy 28, right? Well set instead of well set hair baldness. Yeah, you start learning those verses and the enemy comes around and uses them against you. Uses the truth and unrighteousness to captivate your weakness in your mind, right? He's going to pile on. I would weep those verses to my husband. I would see my hair in the shower as if someone had given me a haircut. It would be all over the walls and in the tub. I was amazed that I still had any hair and any hair strands left, seriously. I was constantly in torment and crying out to the Father. I thought things against the Creator. Right? Maybe some of you had that written down in the questions early on in the show. How have you rejected him? She said, I thought things against the Creator. We could fill this room with our thoughts against him. And his love endures forever. She says, I question why he made me, why he made me this way. Not just my hair, my body too. I heard tormenting voices constantly. I refused to look in the mirror. This is years, y'all. I believed I was aging fast. You know, lies the enemy was spitting in her ear, like getting old quickly. It fed the self-hate and the self-rejection that I have dealt with as far back as I can remember. Amazing, huh? It didn't manifest till she put on a head cover. Throughout these years, I've had lots of deliverance pertaining to self-hate and rejection. Small victories along the way. When my hair loss continued, it started making me bitter against the Most High, and it built year after year. I'd taken hair vitamins and vitamins. I used neem oil, other products, hair growth oil, hair growth shampoos, coconut oils, even the superfood, apple cider vinegar, doing cleanses internally. I was doing things in the physical and the spiritual, getting set free here and there, and being in that deliverance seat time and time again, I still had no answer for my hair. So I even got to the point where I stopped getting deliverance. And out of the five people that I talked to about my hair, I had compassion expressed to me, but not necessarily answers. There were times sisters would say, oh man, I bet your hair is long and pretty. And I would manifest inside. I didn't want conversations about my hair. I'd cry out for years in the shower. My rejections, my self-hates, they were all being fed. And my crying out was really when I washed my hair or if I had to brush it. Years of begging. And I know the verse, no peace to the wicked. So the verse is in knowing the truth. Made it even worse. Whatever pastor may say, or whatever he did say about hair, I'd be tossed it to and fro. I would accept anything pastor said, like, oh yes, that's it. If someone said thyroid, I'd say, oh yes, that's it. I even took things for my hormones. Because they say that hormone imbalance causes hair loss. So my husband would say, hey, it's coming out because of rebellion. You're in rebellion, so I believed him too. And then, of course, I would fight against rebellion. I would strive to go against any form of resistance in me, and every week it was something else, from protein powders to deliverance, down to Ashley's bitter herbs for my gut health. I ordered hundreds of dollars of Yaki's products. He told me it was a thyroid. I did everything. Nothing stopped my hair loss. Nothing helped my weight loss. All right, pretty powerful, right? Just even hearing it. And this is why I got to pause right here, Mother Jennifer, and throw something in as we build. See, along our journeys, when you're really committed like some of us are, as women, when we come together, learn to trust one another, these issues are going to be going on in the lives of women around us. And compassion is needed. Because now we can say, oh my gosh, at the end of 7 years, you already know she's got her answer at the end of this email. Okay? But maybe you're at year three and she's at year two and you're at 6 months and you're at year five. And all this along the way was still proving her endurance. There was no mistakes made. You know, you might chalk it up and say a lot of things where you should have done that, and you should have did this, and what about this, and what about that, and throw a little salt in a woman's wounds. But in actuality, if you believe that the women of this ministry belong to the Most High Yah, you will not step in the way of what Yah is doing for them. If all you have to give one another is compassion, stay right there in your lane. The more that we are tender and compassionate one to another, the more that we can trust each other to open up, to be vulnerable, to help each other, because some of these situations happen in the background for so long and people don't know how to come out with it, who to ask. Obviously, they're going to go straight to the person that has natural things when their heart is desperate and crying out, Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, it's good that you're talking about compassion. And we understand that, you know, there's a reason for everything. You know, there's a reason for infirmities that happen in the body. But don't despise what Yah is working out in you through that. Don't blame Yah, first and foremost, for those things taking place in your body. You know, don't accuse him of being the root cause of everything that is going wrong in you. But really tune in to what he is trying to work out in you through those things so that you can have compassion. You know, for 2 years I dealt with an issue of blood, and now I can understand and have compassion on someone else when they come to me and they talk about that same thing. But if I had not gone through that experience, I couldn't have compassion on the same level that I'm capable of now. So to hear this story from this sister, She's going to be the one that is going to have the level of compassion that is needed for anyone that is in that particular position. Sister Ashley?
Perfect. All right, let's go back to the email. All right, so y'all remember, every week was something else, right? Protein powder, deliverance, herbs, products. So, 6 months ago, she was guessing when she was writing this, she was saying, but she said, my husband asked Pastor Corey to lay hands on me, and Pastor Corey laid hands on me last Passover, and he commanded for whatever that was going on inside my body to, she couldn't remember, so she paused in the email. Long story, but I was with her when it was being written. And she paused in the email, and she said she went after what was inside him, right? Which y'all know that's my big goal, even naturally. Like, we got to get what's inside of you out of you, or nothing will be happening, right? It's not tank up on more and cram stuff in. It's you got to shit what's in you, period. You want to heal. And so, yeah, he commanded whatever was going on inside of her body. She said she was very, back to the email, I was very emotional. I had a great expectation that this was going to, what it was going to be like. She waited so long. She says, this would be the time. This was it, the moment. I'd had fear keeping me back from going to Pastor, even Pastor Dow. She said, I thought that maybe they would see my wickedness and that they would not see how hard I'd been trying to conquer this for so long between me and Yah alone. So basically, she says, I know that day, in that moment, with my expectations, I thought it was it. And for a month after that, my hair loss slowed down. But because it was still gradual, I entertained doubt. Doubt said I didn't deserve healing. Doubt said a lot of things. See, that's why you shouldn't go for healing. You don't have enough faith. That's how my mind was always in a constant cycle. I thought deliverance and healing was for everyone else. At some point in that month, I communicated to Sister Ashley Bell that my hair was still coming out. I told her in the past already, but she had no answers. We're going to pause right there, y'all. I'm going to tell my side. I don't give people answers. I tell you this, I give people answers, but a lot of you have probably heard me say it. When someone's coming to you and they want direction in their desperation, misguiding them is dangerous for their emotions, for your relationship, for their trust in you, And I will tell people over and over again, I got nothing. And I'm sure she felt the impact of that from the very beginning. We had talked twice. I got nothing. Can we heal your gut? Yes. But that's not it. Can you do all these products? Yes, but that's not it. She's still going to do it. Faith without works is dead. She's still going to do the works. She's still going to get what we need, buy what we need, show the Father our desperation. Whatever you got to do to keep your spirit proactive in the process. You're not going to just lay down, right? But I wasn't going to miss God. And so I'm going to share how she got her answer, and I'm going to continue to read the email. But I want to give all glory, praise, and honor to the Most High Yah, because this was months ago, and this is one of those little tiny things that happens, you know, in my life or around me where I put stuff on the shelf, as I've been taught by my mentors, and put stuff on the shelf, and you don't speak of things until the fruit comes, right, until the testimony comes, until the evidence comes. You never even speak of it. You let someone else glorify Yah. It's their story. Don't get in the way because you directed them, right? Now, she's telling you that she came to me with no answer. She came to me twice. And you're about to hear what the answer was. And the reason this answer is going to be so impactful on tonight's show is because Earth has never heard it. If your hair is falling out, you've never heard it. If it's your answer, okay? And I'm giving glory to the Most High, because what did I ask in the beginning of the show? How does Yah respond to you? How do you get your answers? Do you believe that He would give someone else an answer for you in all your pride? Do you believe that you are open and vulnerable enough in the ministry, in your community, that you would receive your answer? What did you tell me, Toma? Would you receive your answer from Zephan or Tirza? That's Toma talking to me. I walked away going, damn. I ain't gave glory enough to the Father for all the small things. Right? We're looking for a parted Red Sea at all times. Turn on the spotlights. Blow the shofar. Doo-doo. I mean, we need action. But the small things. Them little overlooked things. We're missing Him. Shoot. So, back to the email. I had told her in the past and she had no answers. So one Sabbath, about a month and a half later, all right, Sister Ashley came to me and shared what caused my hair loss. And when she said it, I immediately reflected and rejoiced. Like, this is my answer. This is it. Oh my God. I thought this was my answer. I was so excited. And from then on, I went into confessing and took some time to get in a place of true repentance and seeing it and expecting it as this is what it is. Not because I actually said it, but because it was in me. All right? So I'm going to pause. I'm sure everybody wants to know what it was, right? Let me tell y'all how the show even came about. This is one of 100 things that goes on in the background of my life. When I receive something for somebody else, there's a way that you can approach someone. There's a way that you can, with honor and compassion, communicate to someone. Last Shabbat, I talked to a sister who said, "Hey, you got anything for sisters with hair loss?" Like, it's a lot of them. And, of course, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to think it's maybe it's the climate, maybe it's the weather. Maybe it is, honestly. Maybe it's the maybe it's diet. Yeah, okay. Maybe it's you got a head cover, your hair's not breathing. You don't ever take your head cover off. Your hair's getting weak and the follicle's falling out. Okay, well, in the health world, they're going to teach you that it's stagnant mucus in your skull. It's stagnant mucus, stagnant lymphatic, poor filtering kidneys and lymphatic. They're going to teach you. You have bacterial infestation or a bad bacteria called H. pylori It is going to tear down the root of your hair. Okay? So we got answers. But I didn't give her that. I'm not just flooding people with go to the natural or go to the spiritual. Okay? This is just an example, y'all. I told her what had fallen into my spirit in prayer. And I'm going to tell y'all, when you take it or leave it, whether it fits you or not, it don't matter because I got a testimony. And I said I'd never share it unless I got a testimony. I'd never share it with nobody else if I didn't have fruit come from it. Y'all ready to hear what I heard? I stood up from prayer one day. On a Sabbath day, I escaped to pray sometimes. You see me run off, that's where I go. Why? I don't know. It's because it's a rest day and I can just do that. There's nothing else going on for me, right? I'm not spiritual, not being religious, not forsaking fellowship. I bop right back into fellowship or go do my thing. I heard their hair falls out because of envy towards the righteous. So I wrote it down. Their hair falls out because of envy towards the righteous. Okay. So I'm going to the first person that's talked to me. I ain't got no they. Who's they? I don't even know them yet. Y'all know the they. Y'all chiming in tonight. Y'all know what's going on in your hair. It's impactful to even hear, like, wow, what? And if the shoe don't fit, don't wear it, right? Test the spirit. See if it be a yah. So I go to my sister. I say, hey, we talk. You heard what she just said, right? I immediately reflected. I immediately rejoiced, like, this is my answer. This is my answer. You've been plowing in hope for almost 7 years. So let's talk about envy for a second, because she says in her email, I got deliverance from envying the righteous. Specific people, she said. I compared my relationship to the Most High Yah. I compared my deliverances to their deliverances. I command my power to their power. I commanded my prayers to their prayers. And it was very important for me to confess the envy. It was very important for me to confess the names of the sisters that I had looked up to. The devil had hidden envy in my admiration. Y'all get that? You see his snare? Man, he's a liar. We're calling him out. That's why I said the earth ain't never heard this, because we are calling you out, devil. We all hate you. The devil had hidden envy in my admiration. She says, it wasn't envying righteousness. It was the desire to have the righteous behavior that someone else was showing that I didn't have. I was coveting their relationship with Yah. Remember, I didn't consider myself righteous. I didn't consider myself Yah's chosen one. And so after that took place, I have one more story, she says. One more story. All right, let's take a break. We're going to a song that I love. All right? We'll be right back. Y'all reflect on that. If it fits you, hallelujah, you just got to answer. What did it feel like? If it didn't and you ain't got no problem, then y'all just rejoice that somebody else got their answer. Beautiful testimony. And after I talked to my sister last week, I told her, I said, you know, I do have, when she said, you know, you got something for hair loss. Like, people are coming to me for hair loss, right? This was 6 months ago that I dropped in my spirit. I sit on stuff, and, you know, pastors taught me to do that. Deacons taught me to do that. And so I sat on it, and I actually, when I was talking to her, I was still way in the conversation. Like, it's weighty. Number one, as a woman, if a sister comes to me for help, I don't slam her with truth that's going to hurt her. I'm very compassionate. So it's not like, okay, you walk up and you say, you know, I got issues with my hair. I'm not, oh, you envious. You got envy. No, that's not how we do one another. Absolutely not. If you was my child, I'd smack your hand, right? Or thump your mouth. Absolutely not. That's not how we do. So I was wondering, shall I even share this with a sister in front of me? because I know the potential of the harm that would happen when, you know, I know in the background this sister's testimony. I know that it's working for her. I got another one that it's already working for, the second one that it's helped, right? So I know, hey, y'all, you trying to really help women out because you admire somebody, you lift them up, and you say, man, I hope to have that, you know, with y'all. And then what happens? You come to a feast. You mean you didn't see admiration in somebody and envy didn't tempt you? Yeah, right, because that's the devil. He's cunning. We all come together like this. You're going to see something that you haven't produced. So we have to be provokers of righteousness, but not ever envying one another. So, before I hit this beautiful song and take a music break for a praise break, Mother Jennifer, share your heart.
Sister Ashley, I think everything that you've said is definitely spot on. I just want to add one thing that, you know, I think Yah is very intricate in the way that he deals with us and how he doesn't always give you the answer that you need right away. You know, for some, it could take months. For some, it could take years. But in that time, he's preparing your heart to hear the answer that you need to hear, so it's easier for you to actually receive it. You know, it's not always the type of thing where you're asking the question and he gives you the answer right away, because your heart is not even prepared to receive it and to do the things that you need to do for repentance to go forward. You know, like Elder always says, how can you repent when you don't believe that you've done anything wrong? But he brings you to the end of yourself. He brings you to the end of the carnal wisdom that you possess. You know, he brings you to the end of asking everyone else and just really relying on him. So I love how he deals with us with such grace and such mercy and such discernment, and really working in our hearts to condition us to receive what he has. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Well said. So I'm going to hit a music break. And y'all know a sound heart is life of the flesh and envy the rottenness of the bones, right? So we know the verse. We know there's a lot of arthritic or osteo issues that are envious too. But this morning, envy was coming to my mind just over and over, like, to talk about it. And then coming off the brink of our Shabbat conversation, and then literally today, this email coming through and being able to talk to this sister, it was right on time. It's right on time for somebody. And let's give praise to the Most High Yah, because sometimes he will take somebody, even like the straightway saints here, boots on the ground. You take them years and years to plow and hope and to get what they get, just for somebody to come in 4 or 5 days or half a year, and boom, you got your answer. You know what I mean? You got your answer on a show, and you shed a few strands. You know what I mean? So let's give glory to the Most High Yah and consider that, because she plowed in hope, not in vain, you know, but that she would receive an answer, and that each one of you who are blessed by Yah, who gets an answer to you, you will save someone else steps. You know, I used to have a brother and a sister, a biological brother and sister in the faith. And I would be the one fasting, obviously still the one that's around. I'd be the one fasting and praying and set myself apart from the very beginning. They would laugh and mock. And they would still get in line for deliverance on the Sabbath day. And they would get in line after something that we talked about that I'm getting when I'm fasting and praying. So I had to deal with my own anger for that. Like, damn, you're still freeing them. Like, your mercy really doesn't do it forever. Wow, you freeing up. Like, I'm sharing something, you know. It's a family line. So sometimes in early years, we would have discussions about spiritual things that we shared, you know, as brothers and sisters. And all coming to the faith, we're all, you know, over what? I was late 20s. My brother was maybe 19, and my sister was 30. So we had that, you know, experience in the world, experience as a family. Now we got these connecting bands and these issues. And so I would get excited, like, oh, man, this is what this is doing. And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, man, light bulb, get in line and boom, you know, wow. And then I'm still like, I got something manifested and it ain't coming out. Like, that's just been my journey. It was really just a funny moment to share with y'all. But just remember, you never know, man. I tell people all the time, what you go through in Israel, because we are a unit and a body, it will always bleed out for someone else. I mean, always. So keep that in mind. You know, when I had weight issues, and I would literally, like, now I can help people. But being a where I was at was like I was too selfish. I would talk to y'all about being selfish. Like, you know, if this is about helping someone else, which tends to be my lot for whatever reason, I'm not about bearing this to be able to help someone else. You know, please take this. Let this cup pass, right? But that's the maturity of the voices that you're hearing, Jennifer, myself, the experience that y'all put in us. I had a phenomenal email from Mother Jennifer to read of something that she really, she was a tool, all glory to the Most High Yah, used for someone else to conceive for the very first time. And so those little powerful things, the email was just too long for tonight, but my sister who wrote it, bless you, it has its purpose and we're holding on to it. But yes, thank you for listening. We're going to go to a music break. I'll be back. Y'all give praise to the Most High Yah. This is a song called Love You Forever. It's one of my absolute favorite beats, and it's perfect fitting as we praise. I'll be right back. Love you forever. So if your hair's falling out and the shoe don't fit, you keep plowing. You keep plowing. In the book, We Love a More Excellent Way, I'm just going to give you an example. We'll scan through here of some different diseases. Like prostate cancer. It's caused by through their experience, anger, guilt, self-hatred, and self-bitterness. Uterine cancer, caused by promiscuity and uncleanness. Let's skip. What about osteoarthritis? The result of self-bitterness and not forgiving oneself. What about psoriasis? Self-hatred, lack of self-esteem, and a conflict with identity. All right, let's skip again. There's some fibromyalgia, loaded with fear, stress, and anxiety. Sleep disorders, fear, stress, and anxiety. Migraines, conflict, guilt. I was just reading this the other day. Let me go to it real quick. Yep, conflict, guilt, and shame. Going to the next one. In case anyone's new at spiritual things causing natural manifestations. Asthma. Fear, anxiety manifestation. That's healed here. That is healed here. What's here in the ministry. That's what you get when you tap into people who know Yah. You get answers. You get experience. What would happen if she had not gotten so desperate? You know? If I said to her, how does Most High Yah respond to you? Along that whole journey, she might have said, he never really has. Right? Depending on your battle, she might have said, he answers everyone else and not me. If I said, have you rejected him? She'd say, absolutely. You saw her testimony of how she was bitter towards him for not giving the answer, right? What about the question, how has fear hindered you? She was loaded with fears and self-hates. She would just weep. Right? How did you manifest your trust in him? She might have said, I didn't. Or she might have said, I had moments where I just kept believing. You see, when you, no matter what you're going through, the victorious mind is that if you know in the end that you'll be able to give a shofar shout and send an email, then you'll be able to fight from the end of the email. Because you know the end of it, and you know the shofar, and you know the shout, and you know everything that it might cost you is going to hurt, and you might not ever want it. But the very end is the fight that you come from. All right? So, Mom Jennifer, you ready for me to go back to the end of the email and wrap it up?
I'm ready, Sister Ashley. It's a very good testimony. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. So, she says, I'm going to back it up, y'all. Here's a key point. She said, I got deliverance from envying the righteous, specific people, people I compare my relationship to, their deliverances, their power, their prayer life. It was very important to confess the envy, and it was very important to confess the names of the sisters that I had looked up to, and the devil had hidden envy in my admiration. And I wasn't envying righteousness. It was the desire to have the righteous behavior of someone else that I wasn't producing. So I was coveting their relationship with Yah. And remember, I didn't consider myself righteous. All right? So, ready for the shofar, Chef? Get ready, because she says, I have had, all right, she didn't tell us when. This is just the moment that we all need to rejoice with those who rejoice. This is huge. I have had my first shower in 7 years that I can remember not shedding any hair. I was literally in the shower trying to pull and nothing. She could feel the depth and the strength and the volume of her roots. She said, I was almost in disbelief. I was rejoicing. Hit it, Chef. First time, y'all, you know how many showers she cried? She said, I'm free from envy. And after all these years, maybe my sorrow was worth your answers. Please, sisters, There was even a time that I felt a difference in my hair when I was using the natural hair products, and I thought, well, maybe this isn't spiritual at all. I believe it's all spiritual. And my mind was still swaying to and fro. I was given an answer, and I was still enticed to believe other natural things. I always had to take it back to envy. And I accepted it. I believed it. I walked in it. I'm free. Do not give up. Stay in your face. Y'all didn't give me an answer straight to me. It came through someone else, and I humbled myself. To me, I think that was key, being humble enough to accept an answer through someone else. This is how y'all work. He uses us for each other. It's amazing, really. So I am chosen. Your servant in Christ and your sister, thanks for asking me to share, Sister Ashley. Hit that shofar again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you on good soldier? Because the next fight's ahead. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glad you got some strength. Take a breather and get back in the game. We're going to love you forever, even if it never gets better. Right? Hallelujah, because he's worthy. All right, so... that's it. That's what I had. Y'all got questions? Has anybody got? Let me go to over here to this chat room. The chat room saying hallelujah. Hey, but you know what we need, Mother Jennifer? Yes. We need these stories on our own. You know, you got to be able to even tell him about yourself. You know, if you ain't got nobody else to talk to, you got to talk to him about it. Because if you lose your testimonies, you lose your strength. And what we say on a show, well, me and a sister had shared a similar journey and something that happened to us. And she said, I'm going to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it your way. Because she had always told it with self. And so when she heard my story, she said, I'm going to tell it about him. And so you tell the same story. Right, you got this conflict, you got this issue, you got this immune disease, you got this virus, you got this flu, you got this receptor cell issue, you got this muscle in your heart, you got this bloodstream. Man, I got this rage, you got this anger, this is what happened, but damn it, what did he do? What did he do? Somebody, tell the story with the Most High Yah in mind. Let us not forget you or your power or your victory. And hey, when it's friend to friend, I got friends where I'm just like, look, this is what's really going on. Right? Let it all hang out with your friend. You can be vulnerable with your friend. But when you tell a story with a pure intent to testify in front of somebody or with somebody, to strengthen somebody, tell it the right way. You know, even in my conversation, I know when I need to abase myself to the person that's helping me. I know when I need to testify of his goodness. I know when I need to be vulnerable. I know when I'm weak, man. Well, I tell you, Sister Tammy, right before the show, I know what weakens me.
Yeah.
I'm a weaker vessel. I avoid what weakens me. I don't avoid it in a sense where I'm not aware or I'm dodging it. Don't do that in pride. I mean, and if I know a conversation will weaken my mind, I won't go there. I won't discuss it. I won't talk about it. If it's going to grieve me or vex me, I will avoid it. Right? Do the things that strengthen you. Well, I tell you, I'm not going to play slow music when I'm sad. Right? Don't, you know yourself. Don't feed that. Hallelujah. We belong to Yah. He uses us for us. He will use you for someone too. Right? Mother Jennifer, end the show.
Sister Ashley, I want to end the show by saying that the most beautiful place that the Most High can have you is when no one has answers for you. It's just you and Yah. It's you really seeking him. And the most beautiful testimony to have is for you to know that only Yah healed you. It wasn't the herbs that you took. It wasn't the holistic specialist that you went to go see. It was him leading you, him really pulling on your heart to make the confessions that you need to make. It was him leading you to repent. It was him that actually touched you and healed you. That is the most beautiful place to be. So don't be afraid when it's just you and Yah. Sister Ashley.
Very well said, Mother Jennifer. Go ahead and hang up. Enjoy the last praise song. It's 8 minutes. It's Make Me a House of Prayer by Eddie James. It's wonderful. I hope y'all praise with us. Hallelujah. And we rejoice because our mighty Elohim decided to put all of us together. Right? Look to your left, right, around you, and whatever, to the one that loves you or the one that you know hates you. God did it. Hallelujah. He deserves the glory. May we all become houses of prayer.
Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Thank you.
Make me a house of prayer.